Riverman, An American Odyssey by Ben McGrath. Read for you by Adam Verner. For Ian and Sam. When you get sold a lemon, you make lemonade. Don't cry over spilt milk. Lap it up. Don't be a fuddy-duddy. Don't be a habber-now throwing a hab-dab. Don't be a cry-baby belly-acher. Do something. Hold your head up high. Take a walk in the sun, eat chocolate, swim in the water and paddle down the river. That's the ticket. That's the way. That's the Tao. Persevere. Ha! And now, for something mildly amusing, my journey. Dick Conant. Prologue. A streak of red on the shore. Whatever it was, it hadn't been there on Thursday, the last time Barry Lowry went fishing for stripers. It was Saturday morning now, the end of a stormy late November week in 2014. Lowry, a North Carolina soybean farmer, and his 6-year-old son, Braden, had just reached planing speed when they noticed the unfamiliar object. Lowry idled his engine, raised a pair of binoculars. "Oh, crap," he muttered, and then lowered them. Trying not to alarm Braden, he reached for his CB and radioed Grover Sanders, a fellow farmer who'd been out hunting ducks since dawn. Sanders had 30 years on Lowry, and an untrimmed white beard that conveyed authority. "Can you come down here for a second?" Lowry asked. "Boy, what are you doing?" Sanders said. This wasn't the first time Lowry had sought his help on the water. "I see something by the stumps that looks like a boat, and I'm not going over there by myself." "Oh, Lord." Sanders recommended, instead, that the Lowrys retreat and join him in a skiff for a group inspection. The stumps were cypress knees that perforate the northern shore of Albemarle Sound, giving the water the color of tea. Sanders had been out that way, just east of the mouth of Big Flatty Creek, the previous evening, at dusk, and saw nothing amiss. "So it come up during the night," he said. Approaching slowly, they could see now that the red object was an overturned canoe. Sanders eyed the scene warily from a semicircular perimeter for 15 minutes, while trying to steer clear of the stumps, a couple of which had snagged the errant boat. Ropes pulsed beneath it. They formed a kind of loose cage, trapping bags, or, as Sanders soon discovered, bags within knotted bags, containing enough air that they amounted to a flotation device. Fearing what else might turn up when they righted the canoe, the two men ordered Braden into the skiff's stern. Then Sanders unsheathed a knife and began to saw at the ropes. Relief. There was no trace of a body. Gave way to confusion. A paddle was secured lengthwise, along the canoe's starboard gunwale, so tight that it would seem not to have been in recent use. A spare? They scanned the nearby coast, fronting 1,000 or more acres of swampy cypress and gum forest. Nothing. Behind them, to the south, lay a full horizon of sloshing, brackish water. Sanders called his friend Randy Cartwright, the Pascatank County Sheriff, on his cell phone. They dragged the canoe, which was made of plastic, up onto the skiff, over the bow, along with as many of the bags as they could fit, and headed inland via a narrow canal, passing the rickety docks and large oyster middens of a shellfishing operation called Frog Island. A sheriff's deputy and two officers of the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, John Beardsley and Chase Vaughn, met them there and began combing through the effects, looking for clues. No one had been reported missing in Pascatank or its neighboring counties. The sheer quantity of maps and other gear packed into the canoe suggested a long voyage. So did a collection of sodden newspapers from towns nowhere close. The Poughkeepsie Journal, the Times of Trenton. They were dealing with a worldly voyager, from the looks of things. Here was an interview with the economist Paul Krugman, clipped and saved from Princeton Magazine, and there was an issue of the New Yorker from a dozen weeks back. One of the maps, a bicycle map of Plattsburgh, New York, had some handwriting in the margins. The deputy studied it closely. A businessman goes down to the river with a bottle of pills and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?